Hi, I'm Sally Olsen and I'm a researcher specialising in health-related research, as well as a university teacher.
And I'm Chris Blackmore, senior university teacher and researcher in mental health at the University of Sheffield.
In this episode of the Are You OK podcast, we are discussing why we decided to do a research study looking at exploring PhD student mental well-being from the perspectives of their supervisors. We were focusing particularly on the international PhD students' mental health.
The first thing to consider is how common it is for all students to experience mental health problems. So there's been quite a bit of research on this. We've got, for example, an Insight Network survey from 2020 of students from 10 universities, which suggests that one in five students has a current mental health diagnosis, and that almost half have experienced a serious psychological issue for which they felt they needed professional help. That seems to be an increase from around one in three in the same survey conducted in 2018. So this is obviously a significant issue across the country.
Yes, deteriorating student mental health has been increasingly been in the news over recent years at all levels of education. I know some researchers highlighted some particular issues that are commonly identified as affecting PGR's mental health and well-being, such as work and family balance and managing the job demands, as well as understanding the PhD process and finding a sense of community, which seems a huge amount for any student, never mind adding in studying in a new or different country or language.
Absolutely. Another thing to consider is that for young people, and in particular young women, their mental health is worse in early adulthood compared to childhood or later in life. And this does seem to be the period across the lifespan which people find most difficult in many ways. So actually, we might expect young adults of university age to be showing high levels of mental health problems anyway. But it's not clear exactly how the mental health of students compares to that of people of the same age not attending university. It's not even clear whether these rates are changing in recent years. You know, we've seen there seems to be an increase in the last 5 to 10 years of mental health issues for students. That's probably partly due to more recognition of the problem and more people talking about it, which of course is by and large a good thing. For this project, we really wanted to focus more on the here and now. So what are the reasons for these mental health problems in international PhD students, and what can be done to help?
I know from my experience supervising postgraduates, many students have said within the supervision that they're finding that work-life balance really hard and how that can lead them to feel isolated and quite lonely. What issues have you come across in supervision?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. The work-life balance is so important, and loneliness is a huge factor. So I totally agree on those two. One thing that I've heard students say repeatedly is, I thought I was the only one struggling with my mental health, and I thought I was the only one feeling this way. So I think despite the reduction in stigma over the last few years, I think there's still a lot of shame around mental health problems, and it's something which people still don't feel comfortable talking about. So it can come as a huge relief to students when they find out that actually others experience the same things that they do. I guess there's a lot of pressure to put on a brave face and to appear to be fine and to be doing well, when really that might not be the case.
Yeah, and that pressure can come from both within and externally and have such a profound impact on a person's mental well-being. I know in our research project, we were focusing on the PhD level of studying, which is always going to be a huge challenge for academically for students. But playing devil's advocate here, Chris, would we not expect there to be a certain level of stress and pressure placed on students during their time at university?
Yeah, I think so. So for many people, student life is a busy, exciting time. It's for learning new things, forming new relationships. You know, it's the time where you gain some independence for many people. But it also presents lots of challenges. It's not at all abnormal for people to find certain parts of university life stressful. In fact, it's absolutely to be expected. You know, if you're going for an exam, that's a stressful situation. There's no kind of getting away from that. But we shouldn't be too quick to label this as a problem. But by the same token, it shouldn't be the norm for students to be experiencing such high levels of stress that they go on to develop mental health problems.
One issue that's had some attention is the transition that new students need to make when they start university. We've always been aware of the tendency for people to feel homesick and to miss friends and family, but I think there's a bit more to it than that. For example, where students have pre-existing mental health problems or are already feeling vulnerable, moving to university can mean leaving behind their support network. And that includes their mental health professionals who may have been supporting them for a really long time. I guess many of these areas could really affect students and university students at any stage of their studies. But is there something that is particularly specific to the PGR's experience, Chris?
Well, if we look at the research, and there have been a few important bits of research recently which have really focused on PGRs. So there was a study from 2017 by Levesque and colleagues, and that found that 32% of PhD students are at risk of having or developing a common psychiatric disorder, especially depression. And this estimate seems to be higher than comparison groups, which might be people in the general population who are highly educated or other students. I think there is something about the PGR experience that probably predisposes people to having a difficult time to experiencing, you know, psychological issues, and obviously then to developing what we'd think of as mental health problems.
Okay, so there's something about maybe doing a PhD or the person that's attracted to doing a PhD that might predispose somebody to experiencing a mental health problem. Do we know anything more about it? We think that might be?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are a few factors. Most of those are to do with kind of the nature of the task. Doing a PhD is a huge challenge in itself. There's also, I think, some factors which relate to the kind of interactions that people have when they're doing a PhD. Let's try and break it down a bit. One difference is that when you're doing a PhD, it is largely your own project. Now there may be other people sort of doing their PhDs alongside you, but it's really your baby at the end of the day. And that's different to when you're an undergraduate or even a master's student, where you're part of a student group. When you're doing a PhD, it can be hard to get the same sense of being in a group, getting peer support. And so that naturally leads to feelings of loneliness and isolation. I should say some PhDs are slightly different. So if you're in a lab-based PhD in a science discipline, then this might not apply to quite the same extent. But in other areas, you know, you'll be spending long periods of time on your own at a desk, working with data, reading papers, not having that many interactions with other people, really. So I think that's a biggie. We think there probably are some other issues. So for example, I said at the start, you know, the size of the task. So, and also very quickly, PhD students kind of come to understand just how big their topic is and, you know, just what a step up it is from what they've done before. And that can be a really difficult phase to get through. There's the relationship with the supervisor, which can be complex and doesn't always work smoothly. Obviously, the supervisor is there to help somebody through the process, but at times the supervisor might be saying, well, you know, stop doing that or do something different, or you haven't done this to the required standard, or, there are all sorts of kind of issues that can arise in the supervisory relationship, And some of those will bring pressure onto the student and will be difficult to manage. One or two other things that are worth mentioning: this idea of imposter syndrome, which I think PhD students feel very acutely, feeling as though they don't really know what they're doing and they're just sort of pretending to everybody that yes, the PhD is going fine and they're on top of things, when actually that's not how they feel at all. And lastly, you know, most PhD students will have other kind of competing factors. They'll have family, they'll have financial issues perhaps. It's not just the PhD on itself, it's the life that carries on around the PhD, which can sometimes get in the way, but which of course can't be ignored. So I think just in that list there's quite a few things which we can see. If something goes wrong in one of those areas, you can quite quickly imagine how things could get on top of a PhD student.
And I know that many of these will be explored in a lot greater detail in the project report from the perspective of the supervisor and how they see their supervisee's mental well-being. You can find the link and download the project report on the project webpage.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Sally. And just to say, next week you'll be back again with Kay Guccione, and you'll be talking about how you used a mapping tool with supervisors to help them reflect on their students' well-being.